Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and today we're recognizing National Concussion Awareness Day, which is coming up on September 20th. And in the studio with us, we have a representative. She's actually the director of the Safe Sports Network, Amy Hollingworth. She is a registered nurse, a licensed massage therapist, and also a certified athletic trainer. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So I became aware of the Safe Sports Network through social media, actually, and I'd love to hear how they got started and where you're located and what services you provide.
Excellent. Well, thanks. Well, we are located in Manchester, New Hampshire, and basically our mission is to provide a safe sporting environment for young athletes. And so, you know, everything we do is sort of geared towards that mission. And we were started over 25 years ago, actually in the late 1980s. And our founder kind of started the organization because one day he was at a football practice and he, for his alma mater at a high school, and he was there and there were some, you know, healthy looking kids on the fence, not playing, just kind of watching the practice. And he said to them, you know, why aren't you out there? And they said, well, our families can't afford the physical. And he said, well, we're going to change that. And that's sort of the budding idea that started Safe Sports Network. So it started in one of our signature events. And for years, we did over 500 physicals in one night for athletes within the greater Manchester area. And we still partner with other organizations to provide those physicals for free for kids, even today. But it's grown so much since the late 80s. And we have a free injury drop-in clinic in downtown Manchester for any young athlete who has an orthopedic injury that will come in and see one of our athletic trainers. And we also have athletic trainers on site at 9 area high schools. And so all the services that we provide are free to athletes.
That's amazing. So this has been going on since the 1980s, and I had no clue about it until this past month.
I know. Sometimes we say we're the best kept secret in Manchester.
Absolutely. So do you only serve kids from the Manchester area, or are there people that come in from out of town as well?
We actually have kids that come from all around the surrounding towns. You know, we don't turn anybody away, but it just from a location standpoint for people, it's definitely surrounding the towns that surround Manchester. We get kids that come down from Bow sometimes, or, you know, obviously walk from their house downtown Manchester. So it just depends on if they've heard of us and they know who we are, and then they'll come in and see an athletic trainer and be evaluated for whatever's going on with them.
So these are free services. So who pays for them? How do you fund this?
Right. Great question. We get asked that a lot, actually. So all personal and corporate donations, everything is basically run through the generosity of the community and the corporations that we have partnered with.
Wow. So we're talking today about concussions because it's National Concussion Awareness Day coming up. So we're going to get to that in a little bit, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about your organization. You said earlier that athletic trainers, you've placed them in nine different high schools?
Yes, nine actually. Yeah, so we've grown over the years. So actually, I've been around with the organization long enough to have seen the growth with athletic training in general, in the availability to the students in the community, and how Safe Sports has helped that. So when I first became involved with Safe Sports Network back in the late 90s, we ran that free injury drop-in clinic, and kids would come to the clinic if they had an injury. Coaches would bring them or parents would bring them. And then we would go out on that Friday night football and cover those games. And then in the early 2000s, Safe Sports started to put athletic trainers right in the schools. And it started in the schools within Manchester. And that just increased the access. So now somebody was there for the athletes to be able to see every day as opposed to try to get to the drop-in clinic. Mm-hmm. And that has grown over the years from one school to three schools to now nine schools.
So tell me exactly what an athletic trainer does and why it's so important to have them in these high schools.
Yeah, sure. That's a sort of a passion of mine to talk about, because it's funny that, you know, you say that you didn't know about safe sports. So many people still don't know about athletic trainers and what they do. So we spend a lot of time trying to educate people in what it is that we do. But athletic trainers are licensed allied professionals. They're nationally certified and then licensed in whatever state that they work in. And basically, we're trained in emergency care, injury prevention, injury evaluation and rehab. And basically, you know, we're there every day. We do the taping that you think about, you know, to try to prevent injuries. But we're also there to, you know, evaluate the injury right when it happens, and kind of triage. Is this an emergency situation? Is this something that we're going to, you know, be handling over the next few weeks and rehabbing, and then work athletes through the process of all the way back to getting back to play. And something that we do a lot of focus on as athletic trainers, and especially through Safe Sports, is emergency preparation. You know, we have, even though we have athletic trainers in the school, we have one athletic trainer in a school with, you know, 400 athletes in the fall practicing in a day. And so we do a lot to work with coaches and work with the athletes themselves to prepare them for any emergency that might happen. So we, you know, have plans in place if something were to happen, and we actually practice those plans with coaches and the kids. We call them drop the dummy drills, where we come in and put a dummy down and say, okay, there's an emergency here. What are you going to do? And so we just kind of put a lot of focus on that so that the best outcome can happen. Because if, you know, we believe sports are super important for kids. The reason we do what we do is that, you know, we believe every child should have every opportunity to reach their full potential in life. And we know for a lot of people, a lot of kids, that's through sports. So we want to make sure that they're safe as possible, because there's risks when they play sports. So we want to make sure that they're as safe as possible through the process. And if something does happen, they have the care that they need to get them back where they need to be. So if kid gets an injury, you think, oh, you know, that kid just sprained their ankle. But what you don't think about sometimes is that was the starting XYZ, and that's who they are. And now they're not with their friends. They're not on the field. They're not the most important, you know, thing that their coach is thinking about that day. And it really, kids lose their identity and they get lost in that injury sometimes. And so there's a lot wrapped up in that. So it's really important that if they, you know, get injured, somebody's there to help keep them on the right path and get them back into playing safely.
So do you have a website or a place where people can go for information to learn more about your organization?
Yeah, so we're at www.safesportsnetwork.org.
Easy one. Safesportsnetwork.org. Got it.
Easy but long.
Easy but long. So we're here talking for National Concussion Awareness Day with Amy Hollingsworth, and she's the director of Safe Sports Network. And athletic trainers, they are sometimes the first on the scene for a kid that may have been concussed. So let's start talking about a concussion. What is it exactly, and what signs should someone be looking for?
So the definition of concussion is a transient, meaning it comes but then it goes on its own, a change within the functioning of the brain. So it's not a structural problem with the brain. It's not, you know, a bleed or whatnot that you can see with a CAT scan or an MRI. It's a more of a functional change. And so it's sort of been described as kind of a shearing or bending sort of the neurons that are in your brain. And so what that does is it causes a change in the way your nerves fire. And so what that means is you don't function the way you normally do. And that can look like a lot of different things for somebody who has a concussion. That can look like, you know, feeling very tired, feeling very, body fatigued, having headaches, which is very common, having light or noise sensitivity, balance issues. There are four kind of categories of symptoms that athletes can experience after having a concussion, and they go from that cognitive or thinking, you know, trouble thinking, trouble concentrating, trouble remembering, to emotional, feeling very sad, feeling very angry, sometimes feeling just kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. Sleep issues, which could be feeling very tired or actually having difficulty sleeping or staying asleep. And then the physical symptoms like the nausea and the headache, dizziness and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So there's a lot of symptoms that can come, unfortunately, with concussions.
How easy is it to misdiagnosing a concussion, given how different it could look from kid to kid?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, it can be easy. I think it can be easy, particularly if you don't know what you're looking for. What kind of can sometimes make things even a little bit more difficult for the young teenage athlete that we work with is that they may sustain a mechanism like hit their head or get a whiplash mechanism or something like that. And then they don't necessarily, sometimes it can take 24 hours for those symptoms to really come on. So sometimes, you know, something happens during the game and they don't necessarily feel all of the symptoms just yet, and so they will continue to play. And, you know, maybe they didn't know they should let somebody know, or they didn't want to let somebody know because they didn't want to come out of the game. So sometimes it can be hard to see. I mean, an instance of that is that's why they've put spotters, you know, way up at the NFL level to mm-hmm. be somebody that's specifically just looking for that from the bird's eye view, because it can be a difficult thing to sort of pick up. And even in themselves as an athlete, it might be difficult for them to know right away if they have a concussion.
So what should somebody do if they suspect that they've had a concussion?
So, you know, the first thing that you should do is come out of play. And I understand that that can be hard, but that can be the most important thing. There is a lot of literature out there that shows that if you keep playing after a concussion, that it can make things worse. It can make things worse in the sense where it can make your symptoms worse. It can make your symptoms last longer. And then it could cause a secondary injury that is more that bleed or other problem within the brain. So first and foremost, you should stop and not go back until you're evaluated by an allied health professional that can do some tests to try to determine if you are dealing with a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not only good practice, that's actually our state law. You know, so when in doubt, we have to actually pull them out and evaluate.
Okay. So who can evaluate for concussion?
So in the state of New Hampshire, any allied professional is able to evaluate for a concussion. So that includes athletic trainers. That includes, of course, physicians, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, you know, probably more within that. But that's the realm that we work within.
Okay. And what's the typical treatment for a concussion?
So good question. Typical is difficult to answer, right? Because all concussions are so different. And we even know, we have been learning that even depending on what your concussion symptoms are when you have a hit or whatnot, that doesn't even determine what your course is going to look like for recovery. But essentially, if we could put it in a little box, it's the first 24 hours is rest. Not in a dark room, cocoon, nobody around you rest, but rest is really important in that first 24 to 48 hours. After that, it's been shown that, you know, regular activities of daily living, very, very light walking type exercise can be a good thing to help with that healing of the brain. Also, good nutrition, good hydration, and, you know, good sleep patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what we do within that first 24 to 48 hours. And then we build up from there. And then, you know, then the course goes depending on how long the symptoms are. And there's a lot of things out there that can help us to try to treat certain symptoms depending on what the symptoms that you're having. You know, there are treatments out there for balance if some of the issues you're having are balance issues. There are treatments out there for headaches if that's some of the symptoms that you're having. A lot of times some headaches come from neck pain. So there's that, you know, evaluating for that and treating that as well. So, you know, the treatment from there until they're asymptomatic or having no symptoms is kind of determined by what the symptoms are.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we'll do a gradual return to play. So we're gradually introducing activity and to make sure that the body can handle that and cognitively they're still okay with that before we fully return back to play.
That makes sense. If you're just tuning in, we're here on Half Hour to Health. We're with Amy Hollingworth from the Safe Sports Network in Manchester. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back here on Half Hour to Health.